Hi, this is Sasha Lydiard from the UK. From Europe to the US and across the globe, welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I answer your burning questions and get you on your way to the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. Well, welcome to episode number 7 of the Q&A show. All right, well, we are going to get into a great question here today, which is how to get started online. But first, our sponsor. Did you know that Social Media Mastery Backstage Pass coaching is now open? You can visit socialmediabackstagepass.com for details. Well, today's question comes from John Goss, who wonders how to get out of struggling and get it online, take that business online. Where does he start and with limited funds? So let's listen to his question and then we'll get it answered.
Hi Jackie, how are you? This is John Goss, and I was on your website and I was reading your story, and very inspiring story on how you started out, Jackie. I appreciate the time you have spent on that one, because I am on a dead halt. I'm struggling right now and getting my business out to the World Wide Web. And I see there's multiple products that I could purchase to help me get further along, except my marketing budget is limited, so I can only purchase one at a time. And I wanted instructions on what the best product would be. If what I really need is to get a website built, get the proper things on that website, get the website out on the World Wide Web, and just get it out there. And how do I get it out there using the keywords that would attract people to the site and all that stuff? So, that's the help that I need right now, because I definitely am struggling right now. And as you know, the struggle is painful when when you're trying to get out there. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you.
Well, thanks for the feedback, John, and for the great question. And it's the same question that I had back in October of 1999 when I caught the vision of what the internet could truly provide for my business. And yes, I remember struggling to get my business online too, so you're on the right track. And yes, that struggle can be very painful. And you know what, as confusing as it was then, I really do believe it's more confusing now, because there are so many people selling stuff, selling bright, shiny objects, promising to be the end-all, be-all, right? I know. And while I did buy my training, I invested in my education, and I totally believe in that, because you can't really learn it for free, at least not in this decade. It's just like going to med school. You've got to invest in your education, but out there online, where it can be so confusing and you don't know who to listen to, you can really go overboard if you aren't careful. So what I did, and this was just intuitive for me, and maybe it's because there was not so much stuff coming at me, but I really took it step by step. I bought one thing, I studied it, I learned from it, and I took action. And I did that before I moved on to purchasing one other thing. That way I didn't have huge credit card debt and nothing to show for it, because like you, John, and like others out there, I had very limited funds for this. I needed to spend my money wisely and take action, as do you. You know, I once met a guy at an internet marketing seminar who'd spent over $10,000 learning the online process. And when I asked him, you know, well, how's your blog? I mean, are you getting traffic to your blog? And he told me he didn't even have his blog up yet. Yikes. I mean, gosh, you know, stop doing that. Keep your credit card in your wallet if you're not ready to take action on something. Here are the primary components, though, to an online marketing system. And I will answer your question in terms of which of my products to purchase. And I appreciate anyone looking to learn from me in that way. First of all, know what it is that you're selling: product, opportunity, yourself, or all three in a compelling order. I always recommend selling yourself first. Of course, you've heard me say that before, no doubt. Then from there, you need a blog or a website, and I call that your hub of the universe, something that sells you, that you can constantly be bringing people back to keep your business top of mind. on that site, you need a way to capture leads and build your list of hungry prospects. Okay, just like you have a names list offline, you're taught to make your warm market list, you have a names list online too, and it's not just your Facebook friends or Twitter followers. You want to make sure that you capture those leads because email is still the most powerful way to sell. I don't care what anybody tells you. I really don't. Then you have your marketing funnels. This is where social media does come in. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, Google+. That's where these marketing funnels come in, and that's where you're going to market yourself and your blog content, which leads me to the fourth component, which is content. This is what you market with, okay? These are your blog posts, audios, videos, the information of value that you put out there that's going to attract people to you and bring them back to your site to engage in business. So here's what I recommend. You know, I recently launched my social media backstagepass.com training program. Right now, for only $37 a month, and that is subject to go up. So if you catch it at a time, if you're listening to this when it's gone up a little, sorry about that, but you know, nothing good lasts forever. But for $37 a month, you're going to basically go to the Take Your Network Marketing Business Online and Build a Team University. That's what I like to call it. And at the risk of sounding like I'm selling my program, let me just share what you get there and how it can help you avoid the mistakes, the pitfalls that I made and many make and keep you on the right course. See, my backstage pass to learn everything there is really there to help you build a successful network marketing business online and offline. When you go backstage, you'll have access to certainly a beginning with the social media marketing overview. How does it really work? Sometimes people are excited about the idea of taking their business online, but they don't really have a clue what that means or how it works. So we start with that. Then we talk about getting yourself launched online, your simple blog and your hub of the universe set up. That's really step number one. Learn how the internet sorts your prospects. You need to understand that so that you know what your process is going to be all the way through. How to lay out your online marketing strategy. What's your profit plan? How are you going to monetize that blog once it's out there? How do you go about developing your brand and a consistent marketing message so that you continually attract those people who are looking for what you're offering? You know, we know over 3 million people a day go online looking. Are you out there to be found? You've got to have a strategy around that and a brand and a consistent marketing message. You want to define and find your target market and then develop your niche within that. And of course, building a list and profiting from that list. That's where big money is. That's absolutely where the big money is. You want to create content that attracts your hungry audience because that's how you get found out there. We mentioned marketing funnels, okay? Facebook marketing, A to Z, setting up your power profile, marketing through your timeline, marketing through a business page, doing all that without losing your friends and more. Then we've got Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Google+, audio and podcasting. You know, podcasting is my number one lead source right now. It's really all about creating new warm market online. And you can also learn how to build a local team with social media too. There are prospects in your own backyard, not even necessarily people who you know, but people who are close to you. We have monthly interviews with top producers, daily, weekly, monthly action plans, and more. And then, of course, we have The Water Cooler, which is an online forum for questions, answers, support, and cheerleading. So it's really designed to have that content delivered to you on an ongoing basis, and it's designed to provide maximum learning value to you. You know, I know that just dumping all the information on you and going from place to place to place can be confusing and overwhelming, and a confused mind always says no. So you need to have a strategy that you're going to go through. And what I do is I really take you through my exact process that I used back in 1999 to launch a successful business that's truly sustained throughout all of the myriad of changes online. It's better now, though, and what I can present to you is better because I know the mistakes I made, I share those with you, and I help you avoid the pitfalls, and that's critical. And you know what's interesting? That process that I started with is the same principle that I use to operate today. They flat out work. No bright, shiny object syndrome. You don't want to keep buying things until you take action on the core steps that truly work. Now, you mentioned keywords and your question there, and I wanted to answer that. Do you know that in nearly 15 years of marketing online, I've never really focused a lot of my time on SEO or search engine optimization or Google rankings? You know, if it happened, that was great, but I was a mom with two children, 7 and 5 when I started, and I was married. You know, my husband is gone half the week as an airline pilot, so I had no time or brain power to learn and absorb search engine optimization. So I focused on social media marketing before it was even called that, with discussion groups and forums out online. I got out there and I marketed my stuff. And over time, you know what? SEO rankings came about. But I was earning a significant income by then based on what it was that I did for myself. And you'll learn all that too at socialmediabackstagepass.com. Now, as a bonus in there, I created an entire training section on network marketing mastery too, because you need to know how to get started, what your first 30 days should look like, understanding the timeline of success, how to contact people, how to follow up, how to deal with objections, your mindset mastery, advanced success language, opening contact scripts, and all that kind of stuff. No matter whether it's for you or the team that you build, these are important skill sets to have, whether you're offline or online. You must know how to effectively build your business beyond just generating leads online and beyond just sponsoring people into your business. So whatever you decide in terms of getting the training that you need, here's where you want to focus. Start with your blog or website. That's your hub of the universe. Then you're going to add a way to capture leads, okay, and build your list of hungry prospects. Next, you're going to focus on adding the marketing funnels. That's social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and so on. And then finally, you want to spend time each week creating content. This is what drives the internet. The internet is made up of content. This is what you create and market with over and over again. And then those interested people will find you and you bring them back to your site where you engage in business. So great question and good luck to you out there. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.